Satnam Aloha, everyone. Welcome to the live stream. And my sound looks like it's good. So let me know if it's working okay. I must say, Mercury retrograde has been very, very unforgiving with me. I'm usually not affected, but this time, big time, I've been affected. So if you could put down your profile, your human design profile and your astrology information if you want to. And let me see, I'll see the comments. Okay, great. Okay, so write some things down here. Okay, right on. Everything's good. Okay. So today I want to talk about the full moon that's coming up on April 23rd. And before that, I just want to announce that the online retreat has shifted gears. And now it's May 10th, May 11th, and May 12th. And it's a continuation of the Aquarian relationship, the first one. So it's Aquarian relationship level 2 online retreat. And you don't need to have taken the other retreat. It's not like math. So you could be beginners are more than welcome. And this is really about, you know, the energy that we're in now with Pluto ingressing into Aquarius, moving into the Aquarian age, moving into the cross of planning, or out of the cross of planning and to the cross of the sleeping Phoenix. We're all being called now to come into groups, right? So you're either entering the group as your not self, right? Or you're entering the group as your authentic self, as your authentic self. So that's what you, where you want to be. So this retreat will show you, according to human design, how you are designed to bond creatively, emotionally, and sexually with others. This goes beyond type. This goes like deep into the chart. So when we don't enter correctly, which is most people because we live in a not-self world, then our relationships come with drama and conflict and disharmony, and we're not supposed to live that way. We're supposed to be living with ease within our relationship. So this is a good start if you're looking for a relationship, or you're already in one and it needs to some correction, or just all your relationships. Okay, so there's a discount code until April 26th, okay? So check that out, and let's go. And how is everybody doing? Because the energy's really unstable right now with that Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. It's exact tomorrow, but we're in the energy now, so it can feel very unstable on the planet, and maybe your life, or maybe you're feeling it inside. It's coming in strong for me. It's like almost right on my sun, 25 degrees Taurus. And it feels like my fingers in the socket and my sleep patterns are all over the place. So this is just the time to surrender, right? So let's pull up the chart here. And I want to go to the astrology. Do we want to do astrology first? Yeah, why not, eh? So there's the astrology chart for the collective, and this is Greenwich Mean Time, so this gives us a sense of what's going on with the collective here. So this is the full moon here, the full moon chart. So the ascendant is Sagittarius, and then the moon is in Scorpio, right? The full moon, it's in the 12th house, right here, and it's... This is about a deep letting go, right? The 12th house is the last house of the zodiac. And this is endings and beginnings, basically, right? So it's about a deep, deep ending. And it's going to come with the 5 of cups, right? So whatever the losses are, maybe you're already experiencing that now. Full moons bring things to fruition, right? It illuminates what needs to go, and this is the 12th house, so it can bring a lot of sadness and disappointment, a sense of failure, a sense of regret, right? It's very, very emotional, and Scorpio goes to the depths, right? The depths of what water, right? Fixed water. So you want to ask yourself during this full moon, or prepare for it now, it's what can I learn from my mistakes, right? Mistakes aren't failures, right? Mistakes are things that will happen in life, and we learn from them, right? And we keep going. How can I let go of disappointment, right? How can I let go of disappointment? And what opportunities are available for me right now? So this could be like, you know, a past life pattern that's followed you lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, and you're finally going to let it go, but it's going to come with some sadness, right? It's going to come with some emotional clearing to do. So you can see here with the Five of Cups, he's got the Three Cups, and he's completely focused on those three empty cups. He's focused on the losses. Meanwhile, he's not seeing that, hey, there's two cups behind me that are full. So you want to turn around and look at what's in front of you. What are the opportunities? Because we've got, you know, Uranus and Jupiter are still pretty close, right, during the full moon. So this is beginning a 13 and a half year cycle for you, right? And so this is very, very positive, right? This is a very, very positive. So you want to look at where it falls in your chart, and that's where the blessings are, and that's what you want to focus on. You don't want to focus on the past, because actually Mercury retrograde today is with Venus. This means past relationships come back, right? This is not about the past. It has nothing to do with the past. This is a completely new energy. So you want to be fixated on the future. You don't want to be going back to the past, right? If past relationships come back, then it's a signal for you to maybe reflect on what was going on for you during that time. Because really, we're letting go of these old identities. Do you know what I mean? We're letting go of these old identities. They have to go. They have to go. We can't be bringing these old selves, right? These old not selves. They're not selves into this new timeline, right? This is what Jupiter and Uranus is showing us, right? So it's taking that left turn. Uranus is something unexpected. It's like new territory. It's unfamiliar to you, right? That's where you want to go, right? With the Jupiter and Uranus. Okay. You know, and letting go of the past, it's about forgiveness, right? Forgiveness is just bringing the past energy into the present now moment, like integrate it, fully integrate it. So go reflect. This would be a good time this weekend to reflect, do some shadow work, which is going out after those negative, so that you're prepared for this full moon. If you're coming, you don't want this to be a huge shock, this Five of Cups. So reflect on the past in those negative emotions. Okay, this is Scorpio. Scorpio is all about the greeblies, right? The jealousy, the envy, the possession, the codependency, the obsession, the compulsion. That kind of energy, that's the shadow of Scorpio. You don't want to be dragging that ugly shadow into this new, right? Into whatever the universe is presenting you with, right? You want to be going fully naked in a sense, right? Undress yourself of the past, right? Especially these negative emotions. And we're so good at repression, right? Like repressing them. So embrace that. If there's anger, if there's jealousy, don't push it away. Don't spiritual leapfrog. Just like let it come. It just wants to move through. And it's coming from the 12th house. This is the unconscious, right? So this is deep, deep. This is the cesspool, right? So open up the cover of the cesspool and just let all that stuff come forward, right? And just reflect and just feel it and let it go. And then move on, right? Then it's about moving on. So there's power here. With the Five of Cups and Scorpio in the moon, the full moon, there's power here. Because Scorpio is ruled by Aries and Pluto. And Pluto's not just about death and destruction. Pluto's also about regeneration. So it's destroying something in a sense in your life so that something better and more beautiful and more aligned with who you really are can emerge from that, right? It's the phoenix, right? The phoenix, the burning down to the ashes so that it can be born again, and the ashes are your past, right? The ashes are your past. So something beautiful can be created from this decay, right? But you have to feel, right? You have to feel. And that's when you truly can let it go, right? So that's what the full moon is saying. And then also Pluto is squaring the sun and moon like this weekend. So we're going to have lots of support in getting to the bottom of things. Like, oh my God, I had no idea that I had that much anger in me about this person or this situation. I had no idea that there was so much envy and jealousy and resentment and wanting revenge, right? It just open it up. It's opening up the window. Let the fresh air come in, right? And take these shadows away for you. Because it's not all about light and love on the spiritual journey. And then Mercury's on the North Node, right there, 20 degrees and then 16 degrees for Mercury. So they're pretty, 20 for the Chiron, that's pretty close too. But 16 and 15, so 15 North Node and then 16 Mercury. So this is to being open to communication, right? Open to communication, communicating with yourself. One thing that I do every day is the three pages. If you've done the artist way, that's part of my sadhana practice. And I pretty much do it every day. And you know what? When I miss, I'm committed to my meditation practice. I don't miss that. But sometimes if I miss the three pages, I'll start to get sick. Like my throat will start to hurt, right? I'll get a sore throat or something because I'm not expressing. So maybe start expressing, right? Expressing what that full moon is bringing up. Start this weekend. Like, get honest with yourself and you'll be really shocked at what starts to come up, right? Because you don't want to be dragging that into the future. Okay. So that's the astrology with the Five of Cups. And then let's look at the human design here. So right away, this is the human design transit chart. So this is if you want to have your natal chart, right? You want to have your natal chart. And I always put a link in the information box and you can go get your free chart. You don't need to give your email or anything, right? You just get it for free. No strings attached. So the natal chart. So this is the transit chart for the full moon. And so you can see, we always want to look at definition, right? So what's this? All of these centers, right? This is us as a nine-centered being. This is the evolution of the Hindu Brahman chakra system, right? So this is the nine centers. So this one's called the G center. I call it the JI center, the G center. And then this is our willpower center here, these two. So they're connecting. They're connecting here for quite a while because Neptune is in the 25. And Neptune takes a long time to move through a gate. And then, of course, the North Node, right, and Mercury here. Mercury, North Node conjunct, and then connecting with Neptune. So Neptune in the 25, I mean, that's divine love, right? That's divine love. So this is what's waiting for you. If you take that leap, remember I've talked about the 51 a lot because it's in the North Node. So this is where our soul wants to go, right? It's the 51. So the 51 is about, I'm going to take a risk, you know? I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to believe in myself, right? And I'm motivated by love. Right? I'm motivated by love. I'm motivated by self-love, love of myself. So whatever is moving in your life, maybe you're in a crappy relationship and it's like, you know what? I'm going to risk because I know that there's more out there for me. There's a better alignment for me in terms of relationship, or there's better work for me, or there's a better community for me. Right? And why am I doing it? Because I love myself. I'm not doing it out of fear. It's because I love myself. I value myself and I know my self-worth, right? With this willpower center. It's all about self-worth. So making that leap, right? Making that leap into the 25. And that's universal love. That's universal love. And Neptune is there too, right? So it's divine love. right? So this is really, really positive for us. This is the portal. It's like the wormhole taking you to another state of consciousness, another vibration. It's very, very positive. And then let's look at the moon, right? And the moon is in the 28.3. Okay, so that's over here. So this is the splenic awareness system right here. So this is our most ancient awareness system. It's very instinctual, and it's about keeping the physical form alive. Right, that's the bottom line, right? Physical body stays alive. In the 28, whenever you see a gate activated in the spleen, that means there's a fear. Comes with these ancient fears. And this is the fear of I'll never find my purpose, or right, or my life has no value. My life has no value. Or, and then ultimately, it's the fear of death. It's the fear of death. So also according to Gene Keys is like a spin-off of human design. Out of all the 64, because there's 64 gates, hexagrams in total, this is the shadow. Out of all of them, this is the one that represents the shadow, the 28. So this is also telling us very, very deeply that our shadows are coming up to be cleared. Our collective shadows from that 12th house, right? They're coming up to be cleared, like deep, deep shadows. So we may see some ugliness out in the world, but remember to not attach to it. So you want to watch, right? You want to watch or observe, but don't absorb. Don't absorb, right? We're seeing this amazing purification happening on the planet, right? And so we want to just watch. Just watch, have compassion for the people that are playing their parts in the shadow, the good and the evil, like both sides, the duality, but don't absorb it, don't attach to it. Oh, the world is turning so evil and dark and the light's not winning. It's like, no, this is the process of the clearing, right? There's going to be a huge clearing for this full moon, right? So, but you want to be focused on that Jupiter, right? The Jupiter right here, the Jupiter in Uranus right here, right? In the 23. So the 28.3, right? This is about fight, right? The 28 and the 38 are the channel of struggle. If you have that natally, you have to struggle in your life. It makes you stronger. It's what you're designed to do. So, this is about the fighter, right? It's about the fighter, the 28.3. And it's like, what's worth fighting for? That's your question. This full moon, what's worth fighting for? Is that thing that's dying and decaying, that's not aligned with you anymore, is that worth your energy to go out and fight for that? Something that's dying, trying to resuscitate that? It's not going to come back alive. Or is what's coming in new, is that worth fighting for, right? That new relationship, that new career, that new place of living, that new community, whatever it is that worth fighting for? Remember, it's got to be future. It's all about the future. It has nothing to do with the past. It's something that's completely new territory for you, right? That's what you want to fight for. Put all your energy towards that. That's what the full moon is saying here, right? And dealing with the shadows, the darkness that's stopping you, right, from moving forward in your life, right? That ego, that shadow, like, no, that I'm not going to forgive that person. They need to pay. These can be some unconscious beliefs that we're carrying around with us, you know, or that deep envy of someone else wanting what they have. Meanwhile, you're destined to have what you're meant to have. It's all about your uniqueness. It's all about staying in your own lane, right? Staying in your own lane. No competition, because the shadow of the 51 is about competition, right? So what you do is like, it's impossible to compete. I can't compete with other people because I'm not them. I can only compete with myself, Do you see how ridiculous it is? Like we're trying to compete with other people. They you can only be your best self. They can't be a best you, you know? So you want to stay in your lane. Direct all your energy into your lane, what you're destined for. Don't be worrying about what other people have and what they don't have, right? This is the shadow that's going to start to come up, right? This weekend. Okay, that's the 28. And then Pluto. Remember, Pluto is squaring the sun and the moon here. Just in case you're not feeling your emotions enough, right? Pluto stepping in, right? So this is like the masks have to come off, right? Masks have to come off now. This is the not self that we talk about in human design and other paths, right? The ego, the false identity, the phantom self, whatever you want to call it, the not self, the not you. Well, this wants to be liberated now with this square, right? It's going to create a tension. And what's the tension? The tension is like, no, I want to hold on to this old identity because at least I know it. It's familiar to me. Uranus is about liberation, and people get all excited about Uranus. Yay, Uranus is going to liberate me. But you know what it liberates you from? It liberates you from the known, right? Everything you know disappears. You're right. You're kind of dropped in the ocean with maybe in a little boat with no rudder, no compass, nothing. Like everything is completely unknown. You're completely dependent on your intuition, right? And your higher self. So that's the tension. It's the known and the unknown. And you want to step into the unknown because this is the future, right? You're stepping into the future. So just be aware of this tension because it's a square, right? And it's about the tension of you finally just letting go, right? Letting go and trusting in the divine that's going to take you where you need to go. Or just completely trusting and letting go of what is dying in your life. And you know what's dying in your life. Everyone does. Right? And remember, Pluto's in that 41 for another couple weeks, right? And this is the start codon. This is the start codon. So it's everything is about being fresh and being original and being your unique self, right? And being brave and courageous and knowing that you're built for this. Else you wouldn't have been born in this time and space, you know? What else do we want to talk about here? Okay. The other interesting thing, too, because I looked at the transits, we're going to have a nodal shift soon. And it's happening in the middle of this Aquarian relationship retreat on the 11th, which I love. When I was setting the dates, I always like to set the dates where there's transformation, right? Because I'm a pure individual. I'm about mutating people, right? And so I love when I'm in that shaky energy, right? Because that's where there's the greatest potential for change. And the nodal shift happens right in the middle, right? And we're moving from the 48 to the 21, right? The 21. So we're leaving the 48, which is the shadow of inadequacy, leaving inadequacy behind and coming into authority, our own personal authority and valor. That's a great, if you know the Valkyrie, that's where this Valkyrie come from. Those are the female warriors. Okay, so that's happening, but I'll do a video on that later. Okay, let's see. What else did I want to talk about? So, we'll go to the types. Oh, I know what I want to say here. Okay, so I haven't pulled this up this image in a long time. But remember, we're evolving to another awareness system. So we're moving out of the mental awareness system, which is experiencing life through our mind. And we're moving into a solar plexus mutation. This is what we're feeling right now. And it's coming. It's coming in 2027, the babies that are born after 2027 onward, they'll already have this mutation. But spirit awareness of the solar plexus is mutating, and then it's turning into a spirit awareness system. So this is humanity experiencing reality, life through their spirit, right? What's the spirit of that person? We're already seeing it. I'm seeing stories out there. It's interesting. The ancients said that we would start, the veil would start to bleed between the astral plane and the 3D material plane, and that we would see the demons, they called them demons, coming through. And I'm already seeing stories of this, right? There was a little video on TikTok about it. This man that actually saw this person with the black eyes, like no light in their eyes at all, black, and they had little things on their ears and stuff, right? So people aren't gonna, the masks are coming off for all of us. So we're going to be able to see the light and the dark, right? And who's chosen the dark and who's chosen the light? You're going to be able to see it very, very clearly, I think, with even our own two eyes, right? So this is happening. So it's seeing the spirit of things, right? Experiencing this, feeling this, seeing the spirit, feeling the spirit, experiencing the spirit of others, right? Or, you know, even if a business, right? A business or an organization or something like that, you'll just see the spirit of it. You'll be aligned with that spirit or you won't be aligned with that spirit. So it's connecting, right? We're connecting to one another in a deeper, deeper, richer level, not so surface. The mind is very, very surface. So this is another thing. You want to embrace your emotions right now. Right, you want to be tapping into the spirit awareness, but first you need to do the, you got to get the spiritual plunger out and get it in there, right? And to take all that shit out, right? And that's all that stuck emotions from your childhood and onward, right? So that's shadow work too, so that this new awareness system can come for you, okay? Especially if you've got the 59 or you have the 55, right? You're going to be a big part of this 2027 solar plexus awareness. So there it is on the other side. That's the tunnel, right? Am I going to go into that tunnel? Well, I need to let go of the not self or the ego. And this is the identity that I've created. I created this identity, and it's not wrong. You as a great soul, an infinite soul, created this not self so that you could cope in this world. It's very, very difficult to cope and navigate this world as your authentic self. But now it's changing. There was just too much resistance, right? Too much resistance from the not self world. So you want to be leaving this behind. Right? The not self, the ego, those negative emotions. You want to leave that all behind and then go through, right? And that's that 5125, the channel of initiation. Okay. And so what can we trust? Well, we've got a great system with human design. You're the soul and you've incarnated into this vehicle. That's you. So this is you. The greater awareness that's watching everything, that's the real you. But you're here to play a role on this planet. So you want to play your role with gusto. And now you've incarnated into this vehicle, and it's not a factory model vehicle. Everybody's vehicle is different, right? We've been taught in the not self world that we're all the same. We're all supposed to eat the same foods in this percentage, right? The pyramid, the food pyramid, all of that, right? The homogenized world, what we have to do for our vehicle. And this is not true. Everybody's vehicle is different, right? So there's your vehicle, and human design is a manual for this vehicle to show you how it works. So we can trust our vehicles. We can trust our physical body. We'll take us exactly where we need to go. It will attract the right people to us, the right experiences to us, but we just have to follow our strategy and authority, right? And so you're the passenger. So yeah, this is you. That's the real you, the greater awareness. This is, people probably have had this experience a few times at least in their life. Meditation brings you to this space, It's like beyond, you go beyond the mind, go beyond the vehicle, beyond the ego, beyond everything. It's silent awareness, right? So, but there's the passenger, that's your personality, right? That's in the limo. And then you've got your ego or not self in that limo with you. And that's the battle. Most people think they're this ego, not self. The passenger is like the subtlety of you, right? The highest potential you can go as you, as a personality. And then you've got the magnetic monopole, and that's the driver. That's doing everything, attracting everything to you. And that's the second. So just a reminder for you guys of that. And then in terms of relationships, there's the formless awareness, and then there's all the souls coming in, right? But all these souls belong to this one self, right? So there you are. This is Aquarian relationship right here, right? All these limos. So the best thing you can do in this world now is to hop in your limo, get in your limo and trust your limo, and then you'll attract another limo, right? That's riding with you on this path, riding with you on that. This is not codependency. This is you riding your limo next to the person that's supposed to be riding their limo with you. But we all come from the same self. Okay. Let me check some comments out here. See what people have to say. And then we'll get into the types. Okay. Let me just get this back up here. Somebody just made an interesting comment here. So my sound's still good? I'm excited that I spent a couple hours fixing that. Okay, let's see. Comments. 32. Comments. Okay. Satnam, everybody. Okay. Yeah, that's right, Diana. It got shifted. Yeah, from to May 10th. Yeah. Because I'm really feeling that in terms of soul purpose, that it really involves other people. Like we're entering into this new age. And we can't do our soul purpose unless we're social beings as humans. So we're in relationship, and that's what really brings out our soul purpose, is in our giving and in our contribution, right? So, and there's lots of amazing human design material that's not out there on the internet. So I really want to get it out there, and it concerns relationships, because you know we're all headed. They taught the spiritual path talks about we're all one. Well, we got to start with, at least with one person, right? Being able to relate and bond with at least one person and just start from there, you know? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, if you, excuse me, if you're feeling that instability and you're being uprooted and a lot of change, come to this retreat. You're like the perfect candidate for that. The more messed up you are, the better. That means that you're ready for big change. That's a big sign you're ready for change. Satnam. Okay. Okay. That's great. Okay. Yeah, the thing with Pluto, with the Pluto and that, and because Uranus is, you know, it rules Aquarius, which is known as detachment. So there can be this like, oh, I'm feeling so emotional, but I can't get the release. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I want to scream, but I can't. I want to cry, but I can't. I want to express anger, but I can't, you know? So they can bring that kind of frustration up. But again, it's like go to my, I've got meditations for free, like on my website, and there's one for a calm heart that really helps just to still yourself. So to allow those emotions to come. Yeah, flu-like symptoms, those are all ascension symptoms. That's your body purifying. Yeah. Okay, so let's do some cards for the types here. That'll get me down here, right there. I'm going to stay with this one. I'm going to be touching that sound at all. Okay. Just be patient with me for a second. Still getting used to this new software. Okay. Yeah, tired, exhaustion. Yeah. Okay, that's great. So let's do the overlays. And we are going to start with the generators. Okay, generators. So remember, with the generator, your strategy and authority is your sacral. Okay, and what's this? Where's the sacral, you're saying, if you're new to this? Well, that's this right there, this center right here. So that's your life force energy. This is your BFF, is your sacral. This is what you can count on. You can't count on your best friend for advice. You can't count on your mother for advice, or your husband, or your child, or, right, even a therapist. You can only count on this, your BFF. So this speaks as it with a yes or no generators. Yes or no. And so this is your vehicle. That's your GPS right there. Is your in your vehicle and you're in your limo. This is going to help you. Right, make the correct decisions for you. So your big word is response, right? I'm responding to whatever is in front of me. And it's gonna come as a yes or no. It's gonna be a visceral response, that's yes, or a repulsion. That means no, and then if there's not kind of nothing going on, that means a maybe. So this is strategy, I'm only talking about strategy right now, right? So responding. So when you're not, when you're listening to your crazy mind, because the generators have the most conditioned mind, they're the most brainwashed of all the types, they feel frustrated when they're listening to their mind. They're trying to figure things out, right? They feel frustrated. So what does that mean? That means a big sign that you are your not self. You're not being your authentic self. When you're operating as yourself and your authenticity, you listen to that sacral. It's going to bring you closer and more to your authenticity, because everything's going to drop away that's not authentic to you, right? And then you feel satisfied. You feel fulfilled, right? You feel fulfilled. Those are your big words. So the other thing with the generators is they're here to work. They're here to rebuild this new earth. But they've got to learn that they're not a slave. That's why we're seeing it. We live in a generator, manifesting generator world, right? So we're seeing this slave archetype being dismantled, right? The slave gives away their energy. I'm just going to give all this energy away, this juicy energy, in exchange for a paycheck, in exchange for security. And the generators are now learning, like, no, you don't have access to my energy. Right? This is my energy. I'm going to respond with the yes or no. That's you taking your power back, right? And then look at the world we're going to live in. Right now, we're living in frustration. All the non-energy types can relate to me, right? The projectors, I'm a projector, manifestor, reflectors. We're living in your world, right? And it's filled with frustration, right? About generators hating their work, right? Doing it just to survive. They're right. They're exhausted, but not a good kind of exhaustion. So this is what they're learning, right? Is the being liberated from the slave mentality, the slave mentality. Okay, so I'm going to pick a card. And the people complaining about my sound, remember I'm picking the card, so I'm a little bit away from the mic, but I still like to talk. I still like to talk here. Yeah. So full moon in the 28 is about your purpose, your value, what's worth fighting for, what to let go of, the full moon, what doesn't have energy, what's dying, your sacral saying no to it. Let's see. Some clarity for the generators. Okay, what do we have for our generator friends? What do they need to be aware of? And some advice for them too. Give me a focus, okay. Okay. And do we have anything else? And two is good. Maybe three. Okay. Okay, so you can see here, you got the Two of Pentacles, the stress card, the stressed out card right there, out of balance, trying to juggle life with the mind, and then the Four of Pentacles, this is about control, trying to control generators, trying to control everything. You got a lot of balls up in the air, and there's probably some of them are dropping now, right? Because they're not aligned with your truth. And this is too fixated on holding on to what you have, right? On the material world. So this could be a relationship, holding on to a relationship that's dying, holding on to a job that's dying, decaying, holding on to a place of living that's dying and decaying. And look what it's causing you, right? It's causing you a lot of stress. And stress is not a good feeling to have in the body because it's fear, right? Stress is about the mind. The mind, I'm too much in the mind trying to figure this out, keep all this together, right? So what's the advice? The Emperor, and this is the 21, right? This is the nodal axis that we're going to be going through on May. It's right in the middle of my retreat, May 11th. The North Node is moving into authority, to be the authority. And that's what the Emperor is. Like, it's time to take control of your life. It's time to get to the wheel, right? Right now, you're being batted around. That's what it looks like here to me. You're being batted around. And the full moon is coming with a rude awakening for the generators that are not listening. They're not listening to the signs from the universe that they're getting, right? So it's about going back in the driver's seat. And so let's bring it back to human design language for you generators. And that means getting back in this to your authority. There's your Emperor right there. It's not in there. It's not in your mind. Your Emperor is not in the mind. The Emperor is right here, right? It's in here, the yes or no. That's your sacral. And when you go into that, then you surrender, back to the car analogy here, you're going to surrender into your passenger. That's where you're supposed to be. You're not supposed to be figuring all this out. It's too unstable. The energy's way too unstable right now for you to be playing games like this, right? This is only going to come with limo crashes, basically, right? You trying to take the wheel of the limo. You're not equipped to take the wheel of your limo. You have no idea who you are, for one, and you don't know where you're going, for two, right? So this is like taking control. I'm going to go back into control. This is the like the divine masculine, right? I'm going to take control of my life in a spiritual way. I'm going to let not Jesus take the wheel, but like take let the magnetic monopole do its job, right? And I'm going to sit back and I'm going to just respond, right? That's immediately going to take you out of this energy. So this, to me, is the generators need to let go. Let go of what you have. Let go of everything in your life and see what happens. And the beauty of it with Jupiter and Uranus, something beautiful is going to be coming into your life, but you need to let go first, right? You need to let go first. This has to do with money and security, all this. And relationships can be that as well, giving you that false sense of security. The only security you have is being in that passenger seat and listening to this sacral, right? Yeah. That's your BFF right there, your sacral generators. Okay? So that's what we got for the generators. 70% of the world. It's going to be a beautiful thing when the generators start waking up. A beautiful thing. I'm going to be cheering you on as a projector. I'll be cheering you on. And all the non-energy types will be as well. Right? It's going to completely shift the vibration of this planet. Okay, so that's the generator. And let's go to the MGs, the manifesting generator. Right there. So we're talking about the full moon MGs, if you're watching the replay. And the full moon here is in the 28th. So this is about purpose, right? And it's all about, what's your fight? What are you fighting for? What's worth fighting for you? Am I going to fight for something that's clearly dying in my life? Or am I going to fight for something that's new? Right? That's something that I've never, ever come across before. It's like way out there. It's Uranus, right? It's new. And it can be scary because it's new, because it's uncharted territory for you. So now it's about you focusing on the future. If it has future written all over it, that's where you want to go. If it's got the past written all over it, that's where you want to move away from. You want to move into the future here. So with this full moon, there's a lot of shadow work. There's a lot of feelings, a lot of deep emotions that you probably don't want to feel, or you've been repressing or running away from forever. You want to feel those, but you want to focus on this Jupiter and Uranus right there, right? And this is the gift of simplicity. It's the gift of simplicity, MGs. So it's going to be a really easy answer. Is it the past that I want to go to, or do I want to go to the future? And look at who you got. You got your BFF here, and that's your sacral. And your sacral will say yes or no, and will respond. And right now, I would bet you, like if it has future written on it, your sacral's going to be screaming, yes, yes, go there. That's worth fighting for, right? Bust a move, go there. The past, it will be repulsion. No, you've already learned the lessons from the past. It's time to move on. So I'm going to pick some cards for the MGs. Some guidance. And see what you're into, what's going on in your life. Okay. So remember, your strategy is to respond with a yes or no, and you want to feel satisfied. If you're feeling frustrated, it's a big sign that you're living as your non-self. That's your false self. It's not really who you are. Okay. Okay. Is my sound okay? Maybe it's your ears that aren't okay. Okay. Do, 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 do. Okay, what do we got for the MGs? If you're a manifesting generator, pipe up. Okay. Okay. What do we have for our manifesting generator friends? What do they need to know about this full moon? What do they need to know for this full moon? Mm-hmm. Do, do, do. What do they need to know? Oh, she jumped out there. Okay. For the manifesting generators, we've got the Six of Pentacles, right there, the Six of Pentacles. And then the Seven of Cups. And then the Moon. Perfect. Perfect, perfect for you. So manifesting generators, I feel like that's the way out. Right? So the 28, what's worth fighting for? It's about shadow work. So that's the Moon. Right? So it's going, it's really going to places where you fear the most. Okay, so let's look at the North Node. The North Node, this channel of initiation, you're going to make a leap into the unknown, right? I'm making the leap into the unknown, and I'm doing it from self-love. I'm not doing it from fear. I'm doing it from self-love. Like, you know, for example, if you're in a crappy relationship, I'm moving away because I know that I deserve better, right? I deserve better. This is what I need, right? And this isn't aligned with me anymore. Or I'm moving out of this job where I don't feel valued. Or I'm moving out of this place of living because it's not healthy for me. But look, because you're the 25, right? You're moving into self-love, right? But it has to come from self-love. So, and then you've got this, the Seven of Cups. This is like everything, you're not seeing things clearly, manifesting generators. This is fantasy world. You see, he's looking at all these cups. He doesn't really know what's in them, right? Some of them are jewels. Others are demons, right? And other things, a snake up here. And it's like everything's covered. And we've got so much Pisces. I forgot to mention that to people. Is Pisces energy, right? Whoops. With Saturn, Mars still in Pisces and Neptune is in 28 degrees. It's coming to a critical degree point that this can be affecting us too. Like all of us, not just the MGs, right? And that's this, the illusion. I can't quite see. And what happens with this energy, right, is I can't quite see. There's an illusion. There's glamoring. There's fog around this. So I'm seeing something that's really bad for me. It's bad for me, right? That's the essence. That's the truth, the spirit of the person, the job, the situation. But I'm seeing good, right? I'm seeing that this is good. Or it's really good for me, for the opposite, and I'm seeing bad, right? This is what this Seven of Cups is. I'm not seeing clearly. I'm not seeing clearly. I'm being blinded by the truth, MG. Blinded by the truth. So what do? Well, you go to your sacral. This is mind. This is mind gets caught in these delusions. These delusions. Your sacral knows. Your sacral will look right through this mind that's saying this is good because whatever the positives are, I'm getting a paycheck from this. It's security. I can count on this, right? The mind sees that. Oh, it looks really good on paper, but your sacral is going to see something completely different with repulsion. No, I'm not doing this. This is a trap. This is a trap card. Seven of Cups, right? Your sacral will know, well, your mind will go, no, stay away from that situation, or it's too unknown and projecting all the shadow on it. And that's what this is. It's bad, but it's actually good for you. Well, then your sacral will be going, yes, yes, let's go there. That, right? So this is what you can trust, not your mind right now, right? In a fantasy, this is like the fantasy card. It's like the addiction cards. It's the Pisces. The Pisces energy. So count on your BFF, and that's your sacral. I'm going to go to my sacral. I'm not going to trust my mind right now. This is not the time to be trusting your mind. Anyone, any type out there, do not trust your mind. Right? And then we got the moon. So it's going to bring up whatever this says yes to, your sacral says yes to, where you're going to face your deepest fears. Right? Remember the collective, it's in the 12th house. It's in the 12th house. All those past life fears are going to start to come forward. This is the shadow MGs. So you can start to feel, right? Feel it and face this. This is deep, deep, and this is totally 12th house, right? Energy. It's going deep, right? Deep into the darkness to release that, that you may not even know is there, that this is, right? This projection is happening, right? From the mind. This is, I'm talking about the unconscious mind, subconscious mind. Okay, and then the other card you got here, which is a beautiful card, is the Six of Pentacles. So this is saying this is about giving and taking, or giving and receiving, having that in balance, right? So you're either the one, you see him with the scales, so he's giving, right? And then these other people are receiving. So maybe get clear on your response, your sacral. Where am I giving in life? Where am I giving? Where am I receiving? Maybe too much. It's out of balance, right? I'm going to come more into balance my giving and receiving. Am I giving enough? Am I giving as much as I'm receiving from other people? Like, just start there. Yeah, to bring that into balance. What else here? Anything else for the MGs? Do, 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 do. Oh, remember that the generators and the manifesting generators are the workers of all the types. And why are they workers? Because they've got all this sweet, sweet energy, right? Generative energy, right? So this is about, you know, you've got exhaust. When you're operating correctly, you want this exhausted at the end of the day. If you're holding on, right? Oh, I'm taking, I'm receiving, I'm not giving. It's going to affect your physical health, right? As a generator, as an MG. So you want to make sure that this is exhausted at the end of the day with the work that you love to do, like work that you love to do. And it's going to involve other people. It's giving to other people. You can see this. So it's not just giving the pentacles, but giving of your time and your energy in your service, whatever you're called to do in this lifetime. And you want to exhaust that. And then it regenerates. Your sacral will regenerate, right? During the nighttime. Yeah, so it wants to be exhausted. That's correct for you, right? And you don't need to worry about it or have a little gas gauge or something on your smartphone about your sacral. They'll probably invent that one day. But all you have to do is just, right, just respond. It's responding, yes or no. Just keep responding to life. Yeah. And then you're going to feel satisfied at the end of the night. Wow, I feel really, really good how I spent my energy today as an MG. I did so much. Generators and MGs. I'm a projector. I can only influence kind of one person at a time in a sense, right? But the generators, they've got the big teddy bear aura. They can have a huge influence on lots and lots and lots of people. That's why it's great. That's why I cheer the MGs and the Gs on, right? To wake up. Okay. So let's go to the projectors. Oh, and happy birthday to all the Taurus. We're officially in the Taurus season. My favorite season is Taurus season. Okay. So, projectors. So we're talking about the full moon projectors. And if you're a projector and you just jumped on now during the replay, then I would encourage you to watch the whole thing because you need to know about the other signs. That's part of your mission as a projector is you've got to know who's the MGs. You really got to know who's the MG and who's the G in my life because those are the ones that that you're here to guide. When invited, these are your people. So you want to be knowing them. And you want to know the energy, right? The energy, the energies that you're in, especially if they're your roommate or your partner, right? Or a really close friend, someone you spend a lot of time with. You want to know their chart, right? As a projector. So you want to just have a quick boo at the other types here. So projectors, remember, you have the focus and absorbing aura. 20% of the world are projectors, and you're here to guide the energy of the other types, right? So there's nothing worse and creates bitterness in a projector, right? Is watching a generator and an MG waste their energy, right? It can bring out the bitterness in us. Because we know, remember, we wake up, they wake up with the tank is filled, it's like flowing over, they have so much gas in their vehicle. And then the projector goes out to their vehicle and they got like, I don't know, a quarter tank or less of gas, right? So that's why we know energy so well, is projectors. Okay, so we're talking about the full moon. Projectors, and it's what's worth fighting for. That's your word. What's worth fighting for? And where am I envious? Where am I jealous? Where am I angry? Where am I resentful? Where am I bitter? Who am I bitter at? What have I been carrying with me? Well, the Pluto squaring the moon and the sun, right? And then this full moon here is going to bring up those shadowy areas so that you can let them go. Right, for the full moon. And the work starts this weekend. Right, so remember, don't attach, don't act on it. Just let it move through you, right, as a projector. So I'm going to pick some cards for the projector types. And pipe up of your projector, too, even if you're watching this on replay. And know your profile. Okay. Who are MPs? Oh, you mean like the authority? Is that what you're talking about? Okay. Yes, the limo is on autopilot in a sense. That's the magnetic monopole, Diane. Okay. Oh, genie vibes. You're gonna have Pluto right on your Mars. Look out. Look out. You're gonna have some possible anger coming up. Right? So you wanna channel that energy. Yeah. That's a double dose. Double dose of the 28. Okay. Yeah, moon on Mars. Sorry about that. Moon on Mars is what I meant. Okay, so what do we have for the projectors? What do they need to know for this full moon? What do the projectors need to know this full moon? Oh, we got three right away. I knew I was going to get that. Okay. So the projectors got the Two of Wands. Right there, the Two of Wands. And then the Death card. The Death card there. And then the Four of Wands right there. Okay, so the Two of Wands. You see him? He's looking out. And he's got the globe in his hand. And he's got two wands. So this means that this is about opening yourself up. Right, this is about expanding your limited belief system. Maybe this is what this full moon is illuminating for you, where you're limited in your belief system, where you're limited in who you think you are. Because remember, we're letting go, we're shedding this old identity, right, for this new Jupiter-Uranus conjunction and full moon. You're going to be stepping more and more into your greatness, right? Your gifts as a projector. So this means drop everything. All your expectations for the future, where you thought you would be, what you thought you would be doing. This is saying drop it all and look at the globe, which is mean look at everything. Like, just be open to anything. And this opens you up to invitation, right? Remember, your strategy is to wait to be recognized and then invited by the other, right? So this is dropping away everything and just being open. That's what I see in expansive, right? Look, he's like looking out into the horizon. Anything is possible, right, for the projector. And then in order to do that, something has to die, right? Something has to die. And to me, this is about an old identity has to go. I always thought I was like this. I never thought I was good at this. I never thought I would be good at this. But yet you're getting the invitation, right? So this is really letting something go. An old self, an old not self. Right, an old not self as a projector, just to let that go, and that you're ready for this new timeline as a projector. Remember, we're coming closer and closer to 2027. The knowledge of human design is going to get out to the people that are destined to find this knowledge. It's not for everybody, but it's for the people that want this. Right, this is from the future. This knowledge is from the future. It's not from the past. It's from the future. And it's a living wisdom, right? And now it's the projector's time, right? We're a new type. We're the new kid on the block. The manifestors and the generators and the MGs, they've been around forever. We came on the scene in 1781. But now it's our time, right? Now it's our time to be the leaders. And it's a very humble position. It's not like the Piscean leaders, you do what I say. It's a very humble thing, because we need the manifesting generators and the generators, and they need us too, right? So that's happening. And then look what's waiting for you is the Four of Wands, and this is home. This is home. Maybe the earth, finally this world is going to feel like it's your home. You're not going to feel so different. Right? And out there is a projector. So it's a celebration, right? This full moon is about a celebration that you made it. You're finally here. You're home, right? And home is here. It's not about a house or a structure. It's about finally being in your heart, finally being recognized, right? Finally being valued. Finally, you're going to be doing your purpose, what you were born to do as a projector. So this is very, very positive for the projectors. So open up your mind. Let something die. Go. Even say the words to yourself, I know that I don't know who I am. I have no idea who I am. But I'm going to use my strategy, right? And my strategy is to wait. I'm going to wait patiently. Maybe you've been waiting years and years and years. Wait, wait, wait. That's your big word, is wait. And then be recognized and then invite it. So, yeah. I see happy projectors in the future if they obey their strategy and their authority. Yeah. Okay. Anything else there? And remember, the Jupiter and Uranus conjunction is going to bring... going to bring some invitations for you, right? So this could be a new place of living, a new relationship, a new career opportunity, whatever it is, right? Just to be open to everything. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know patience is not my virtue, that's for sure, as a projector. I've had to work on that. Okay, I'm still working on it. I shouldn't say that I made it. Okay, let's go for the manifestors. Okay, so the manifestors are 10% of the population. So they've got the closed... That, say it out loud, genie vibes. I'm open for that invite, right? I'm opening to the universe to be invited. So they've got the closed, right, and repelling aura, the manifestors. So all they want is peace, right? That's all the manifester wants is peace. But when they're being their not self, they're trying to be a generator, they're trying to respond to things. That's a cosmic joke, right? The generators want to be manifestors and the manifestors want to be generators and projectors and reflectors just want to be anybody else but them, right? So when they're not operating correctly, they feel anger, like angry. Because the thing is, if you're not, this is for all types, if you're not operating as yourself and your authentic self, and using your strategy, then you're going to be met with negative forces. You're going to be met with resistance. That's just how it works because you're going against yourself. But as soon as you start using your strategy and your authority, this is for all types, then the barriers start, those negative forces start to leave and you start attracting in the positive forces into your life, right? That's when life starts to go smoothly. You don't get so caught up in dramas and all that nonsense that the not-self world has to deal with, right? So for you, when you inform, right? So the manifestors, they receive divine inspiration. And then their next question when they get that this divine inspiration is like, who will this impact? Okay, I need to tell them. I need to inform them, right? And then they inform and then they initiate. And this is perfect for you manifestors because we're in the 51. This is about making the leap, right? That's the North Node in the 51. Right now, Mercury's there too. This is during the full moon, right? So this is perfect for you. And then you get the peace that you long for as a manifestor. And then you manifest. So I'm going to pick some cards for the manifestors for this full moon. This up here. Okay. And maybe you've already been feeling some, like getting some downloads with that Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Uranus is like the sudden inspirations, right, can come, and Jupiter expands all of that energy. So maybe you are getting some things already. But the one thing the manifestors have to deal with is the rejection. Will my informing be rejected? Will I be controlled? That's another thing, the fear of control, being controlled. Losing your freedom. Okay, so what do we have for our manifestor friends? What do they need to know? It wouldn't be a live stream without getting that card. Okay. What do they need to know? Okay. And one more for the manifestors. Okay. Well, you got four, so I'll take four. Okay. There. So the manifestor's got the Tower card right there. Everyone's favorite that knows the tarot. And then the Eight of Wands. And then this baby, the Five of Swords right here. And then the Page of Pentacles. Okay. So maybe a tower moment's going to come for the manifestors, or it already has. And tower moments are very connected to the planet Uranus, right? Because this is an awakening card, the Tower. And the Tower is the universe kind of giving you those divine downloads, and you're not informing. Maybe you're informing, but you're not initiating. You're not following through on your strategy, basically. Well, the divine steps in. The divine will step in. Well, she's not informing. She's certainly not initiating. This is her job, nobody else's. We're going to create a tower moment. And the tower moment kind of forces you, right? So this is shattering illusions, right? The Tower card, that there's security in whatever your mind or your not self is telling you, right? Security and not self, right? And it's all a lie. So what else do we have here? So perhaps, right, the Page of Pentacles there, your inspiration is about it's not an inspiration on the material realm too. It's like a financial opportunity, an idea, because this is the beginning, right? He's looking at the pentacle. So it's something creating your own security, your own material security there. So maybe that's coming through, like if you're getting this great idea and inspiration about a business idea. And then this is so the full moon Scorpio right here. Five of Swords. Do you see him there? He's got the sword and he's won. And then there's the other ones that are walking away. So it depends on where your eye goes with tarot. Manifestors, is your eye going to him? Oh, I got away with something, I won. Or is it going to these two? Right, with their heads down and they're sobbing and they're in the failure. So this could be something that your mind and not self is telling you. Well, this great financial opportunity is coming to you that you're like completely zinged about. And then the not self and mind is coming in. Well, you'll fail, right? It brings out this card. Well, you'll fail if you do that, right? You'll be rejected if you do that, whatever it is, right? And it has to do with competition. Well, I won't be the best. I'll fail. There's other people that are doing it better than me. Right? Thoughts like that. You don't want to be listening to this. Right? You've got the divine download. And now it's time to what? Eight of Wands. It's time to communicate. It's time to inform. It's time to share. Right? Who is this going to influence? Oh, it's going to influence my family big time, because this is going to take me away from my family. Because I'll need to work on this to initiate. Right? So this is what you have to do. That's what this full moon is saying. So whatever you've been dragging your heels on, you won't be much longer, manifestors, because you'll be, look at them, they're flying out of that tower. I laugh because what comes after the tower is the Star card, and that's the, right, the healing card, the trust and faith moving forward. Yeah, So whatever it is, start informing. And then this full moon, this weekend, it starts this weekend, is to deal with the shadowy stuff that's coming up, all those fears and doubts and things, right? Let them come up. And remember that your inspiration is going to be completely new, because it's Jupiter and Uranus, right? Conjunct. We're in that energy. We'll be directly in that energy tomorrow, but it's going to continue on for the full moon. So it's going to be something new and exciting. So trust you've been given this sacred duty, right? The sacred duty that's only yours, right? It's like the whale. Who is the one that was stuck in the whale? Whoever that person is, not coming to me now. But he was given a duty, and a duty from the divine, and he tried to bail on it, and he ended up in the whale, the belly of the whale. Yeah, so kind of like that, okay? So just inform, it's your duty and your obligation, your divine obligation. Jonah! I knew it would come to be. Jonah in the whale, remember? Jonah got in the whale. Stuck in the whale for 3 days, and then finally decided, I'm going to do it. So this is like a whale moment, like you stuck in the whale, right? You got to choose to do it. And it's what you want, and it's going to bring you peace. It will bring you peace. Okay. So the last but not least is our favorite, is the reflector. And like I said before, What I find with the reflector, their reading is like for all the other types. It's like a wrap up for all the other types too. So the reflectors want to be surprised. That's their thing, right? So they have the sampling aura. And they like weird and different things. So I'd love to see a reflector finally show up to one of my online retreats. And just so that you know, there's lots of weird and wonderful people that come to the retreats. So you'll be pleasantly surprised. Okay. So reflectors, we're talking about the moon. And if you're a good reflector, you're following the transits. And you know that the full moon is in the 28th. So this is about what's worth fighting for. What's worth fighting for? Okay. Okay, what do we have for our reflector friends? What do we have for our reflector friends? What do our reflector friends need to know? Well, we got four. Okay, I'll take four for the reflectors. Okay. Okay. So you got the King of Cups right there, the King of Cups. King of Cups. The Seven of Swords, right there. Seven of Wands, we got two sevens, right there. This is for all of us. And then the Nine of Wands. So right away, the Nine of Wands is like, I'm tired. 2024, what are we in, April now? Almost May? Feels like it's 5 years. Right? Since 2024 started. It's like long, long and arduous. So this is you being tired in your life. Right? Just tired. Tired, exhausted, but still holding the line. Right? Not giving up. But just battle weary, right? That's like the battle weary card. Okay. Let's see. Jump there. Yeah, so battle weary, and then from fighting, because this is a Seven of Wands, so this is about standing your ground. So maybe you've been in a situation, reflectors, where you've been standing your ground, but you're weary, you're tired, right, from standing your ground, defending yourself. Maybe staying true to your strategy and authority, or staying true to your heart, right? Staying true to yourself and your authenticity. Being tested at every turn, maybe by your family and your friends and community or whatever, right? But it's holding firm, but tired, right? Tired. And then you've got the Seven of Swords there. And this is maybe dealing with these kind of manipulative people, because we're looking at the shadow of Scorpio. Shadow of Scorpio, non-conscious Scorpio, is not fun to be around. They have this energy. It's the strategy, manipulation, trying to get something for nothing, like things like that. That would be the Seven of Swords. So maybe you've been dealing with this kind of energy around you, and it's like weary. It's like, where's my people? Do you know what I mean, reflectors? Where's my people? Why do I keep attracting these Seven of Swords types in my life that are just trying to get something from me, right? Trying to manipulate, strategizing, right? I'm tired of this, because remember, reflectors need to be in a group, like the right group of people, right? So what's this saying, this full moon, is to deal with these shadows, right? Maybe you've got some anger. Maybe you've got some resentment. Maybe you've been talking yourself out of your feelings, reflectors. Now it's time to just let it up. Yeah, that was that these years that I've spent, because I'm sensing that it's been years, right? With this being around these kinds of people, it's tiring me out. And maybe there's some anger that you need to feel, or some resentment you need to feel. Maybe there's some disappointment you need to feel, right? It's connected to the Five of Cups, remember? Right? It's feeling this disappointment. these people, the Three of Cups. I'm so emotionally disappointed in my experiences. I'm tired. So deal with that. And then you've got the King of Cups, right? So you want to really embrace this King of Cups energy. Let this go. Let all this go. I'm tired. I got to keep my dukes up. I've got to be so defensive all the time. I'm letting that go with people. I'm not going to worry about these Seven of Swords people anymore. I'm just not going to draw them to me anymore if I get into my King of Cups. And the King of Cups, do you see him? He's got the cup, but he's not so willing to give the cup. The King of Cups does not give his cup to just anybody. He gives to the cup to the people that are worthy, right? The people that value him, right? He'll give them that some of that cup, right? So really with the King of Cups is their emotions are very connected to their power, right? Their emotions are connected to their power. They're using both their head and heart in balance, you know? So you want to be in that energy. Yeah. Not be out fighting and stuff, just being in your energy and just trusting that you'll have the boundaries, right? That's about boundaries too, like who gets access to me and who doesn't, and they better be loving me up to bring me into their community as a reflector. You have to know your value as a reflector. You're only 1% of the world, of the population, and you're here to reflect back. Right? So you want to be around people that surprise you. Right? These are the one-offs and the weirdos and the outsiders, all those people that you love. They're going to be loving you. Right? They're not going to be trying to take from you. They're going to be respecting you and loving you and valuing you and what you have to contribute. To the groups, remember, we're coming into group energy now. So we either enter the group as the not-self. Not a good idea. That's groupthink. That's the Borg. That's AI. Or we enter the group as our authentic self. And that's what we've come here to experience in this lifetime. Right? Okay. So before I take off, just remember that the retreats are inspiring and empowering, meaning that you receive the information that you need, how you're designed, uniquely designed to bond creatively with someone, emotionally and sexually with someone. But this is all your relationships. So you receive that. I encourage people to bring their charts of their loved ones. So they're either their partner or their children or close friends so that they learn how they're designed too. So that's inspiring and empowering. And this is your authentic self. It's mutative. I'm a pure individual projector. I live on the cross of contagion. I'm a positive virus for good, right? So I'm mutative and I create a tight container during the weekend so this mutation can take place. A mutation means irrevocable change, right? Into your authentic self. And then you heal, right? And that's becoming whole again, coming back into your original self. Because this is for you. And then you connect with others. You connect with your soul tribe. Because that's who I attract, right? So keep that in mind for May 10th, right? May 10th, 11th, 12th. And the retreat actually opens on the Wednesday before. And you'll have videos that you'll have to watch to prepare. And I've got a discount code right now, right? 20 off. You put that in the discount code. Okay? So I hope everybody's going to have a great weekend, and don't bite the bait. Don't bite the bait means do not react to whatever is going on around you. These are the shadows that are just moving. Don't go into fear. Just keep doing your own shadow work. Get out your journal, meditate, go be in nature, and really just let your individual shadow come up and feel it, right? Yeah. Okay. So Sat Nam, everybody, and I will see you soon in the next video. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.